The National Coordinator of Fundraising of the EP University College, Reverend Emmanuel Njitufor, says the university is facing infrastructural challenges which require the support of government, philanthropists and corporate organizations. Speaking to Radio Ghana on efforts to resource the university college in Ho, Reverend Njitufor said education-loving Ghanaians must help the college to admit and train students who qualify and are looking for admissions. He spoke to George Ankara.
The EP University College is an accredited tertiary institution. We had our accreditation from the National Accreditation Board and affiliated to the University of Cape Coast and Aden Theological Seminary. The school, which was established or which started in the year 2008, has been crammed into a takeoff campus. That is the central municipal campus near Tasru Hotel in Ho, which can hardly contain the increased enrollment of students and engagement of staff. This is a big challenge that behooves the university college to begin to think seriously about what to do to survive. Now, we may group these challenges into three main areas, namely the physical development that embraces the need for lecture halls, hotels, staff residences, offices for both academic and administrative staff, and the accompanying furnishing. And the second is about the accreditation issues that center on the following. One, new programs, that is to say, writing of proposals and the payment of attendance fees, the need for lecturers and administrative staff, and the payment of accompanying emoluments. The more the student's population increases, the more the need for lecturers would increase. Affiliation of new programs to established universities, for example, University of Cape Coast, and this calls for payment of affiliation fees. The need for computer laboratories and acquisition of enough computers. The need for science and language laboratories. The need for expansion of the existing library, looking at the continuous increase in enrollment. The need for the acquisition of duty vehicles. And interestingly, these are the key areas that the National Accreditation Board looks at in its accreditation processes. And an institution that lacks these is not qualified for a grant of accreditation to function. And does EP University College allow itself to be a victim? The answer is no. So that is why we need financial and material support from friends and loved ones.
You have myriad of challenges, but if you are asked to prioritize some of the challenges, which ones would you want to prioritize, and which organizations are you contacting for that support? Apart from that, what is the church's own real contribution to the infrastructure development program?
The areas that I believe I would focus on most is the need for lecture halls, hostels, staff residences and offices for academic and administrative works, and as well the need for the acquisition of duty vehicles. Now, we have not been able to have any particular contact with any of the institutions yet. We are yet appealing to institutions to come to the support of the college. And at the moment, the Evangelical Presbyterian Church is doing so well to help raise funds for this project. But as a matter of fact, our efforts are completely inadequate. And therefore, we want to spread out to other institutions to come to the aid of this college in order to help the school survive.
Materials such as computers, for instance, can't you approach
government expansion of infrastructure
development that we need to put in place in order to contain some of these things?
National Coordinator of Fundraising of the EP University College, Reverend Emmanuel Njitufor.